Hello and welcome to the Daily Inspiration today. This is Brother Jeff down here in Tennessee, and we just thank God for His Word. You know, if you have a Bible today, if you speak English, and you have the privilege of having an English Bible, I'm going to tell you what, you got a Bible that was bought with blood. You got a Bible that the words are so precious, they ought to be written with gold. I love my Bible. I'm thankful for a Bible in my language that I can read. I love my old King James Bible. I believe it's the infallible, inerrant, inspired, perfect Word of God. I don't think there's a more perfect Bible than this King James Bible I have in front of me. I know it's the one God speaks to me through. And I am so thankful. But I would like to read you a few verses today out of Isaiah chapter 40. And in Isaiah chapter 40, we're going to get a picture of God. We're going to see God's greatness. We're going to see some comparisons of what God is like to other things. And in the conclusion of this chapter, we're going to learn some more things about God and how He responds to the weak and the needy man. Well, let's begin here at verse 12 of Isaiah chapter 40. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? You know, as we look at just that one verse 12, God is so big, God is so mighty, God is so great. It says here that He measures all the waters of the earth in the hollow of His hand. Now, if I would hold out my hand, I can't put a cup of water in my hand. You know, maybe a quarter cup I could hold in my hand without spilling it on the floor. But it says that God can measure the waters in the hollow of His hand. And it says He measures heaven with the span of His hand. That is, from the tip of His little finger to the tip of His tongue, spread as far apart as we can. God can measure the entire universe with the span of His hand. And He says He comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. Just think of taking an old measuring spoon, a tablespoon, or a measuring cup as a our wives would use in the kitchen on baking day. And here it is, God can measure all the dust of the earth in a measure. And then He takes the mountains and He weighs them in a scale and the hills in a balance. I want you to know the God that spoke the very earth into existence is able to do this thing. We serve a God that is so great in size, in might, and in power. But yet, as the psalmist said, as blessed David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Man, we serve a God that is not so just so great and mighty that we could look at afar off, but He comes and He meets with man. He's mindful of mankind. And God is all-knowing. He knows everything. In verse 13 it says, who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being His counselor, hath taught Him? You know, isn't it nice to know that God is the source? He didn't learn what He knows from a bigger God, or another God, or even an equal God. There is none equal. There is none bigger. There is none better. He is the only. He was, and He is, and He is to come. He hath been, and he is the I Am, and no one directs his spirit, and no one is his counselor, and no one taught him. Verse 13 tells us. It says, who? And the answer is none, nobody. And then he says in verse 14, with whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding? Again, nobody. Verse 15, behold, the nations are as the drop of a bucket. The nations are as the drop of a bucket. You know, just think of that. Take a little drop into a bucket, and all the nations of the world, all the languages, all the 7 billion people, or so they think, that live on the earth. I don't know how many it really is. Everything I know, they told me. So however many billions it is, praise God. Praise God. He drops it in a bucket, and that's it. And they're counted as small dust. Just like when you go to the top little bookcase or the top of a door facing that hasn't been dusted for a while, that little small dust you can take in one swipe of the rag and clean up. That's what they are, just little dust. And he takes the islands, all the islands of the earth, the thousands of islands, and they are nothing more than a little thing, a very little thing. Well, I'm going to leave you with those thoughts. God loves you, but God's holy. God's jealous, but God's big. God cares. Let's just be lost in his wonder and his might and his power today. And let's meditate on that. We'll go deeper into this. The Lord bless your day. Read your Bible and obey what you read. God will never let you down.